If you've got a spare hour or two later today or later in the week, there's something you can do for our birds. Just spend a bit of time outside in your own backyard or the local park or a piece of bush and count the birds you can see. It's time for the Aussie Backyard Bird Count, now in its sixth year, which is gathering important data about the birds that share our daily space. The count begins this morning at Shoalhaven Heads on the New South Wales coast, from where the editor of Australian BirdLife magazine and BirdLife Australia official head bird nerd, Sean Dooley, joins us. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Julian.
Now, what's your bird count for this morning, Sean?
Well, so far, I've already seen 60 birds, 60 species in just on a leisurely stroll around Shoalhaven Heads, and we haven't even got to the launch of the backyard bird count yet.
Yeah. Now, look, you're in your sixth year of the bird count. What is the purpose of the bird count, and what are you hoping to learn from this year's count in particular?
Yeah, the Aussie Backyard Bird Count is a way for people who don't consider themselves full-on bird nerds and who are puzzling their head over that crazy laughing call from Tweet of the Week. It's for people to get out and realise, see the amazing bird life that we have literally in our own backyards or down the local park or down the beach in Australia. We're still blessed. We've got so many birds under threat, but we're still blessed with an amazing array of brilliant, colourful and beautiful species. So it's a chance for people to connect, but on the more serious side, it allows us at BirdLife Australia to collect a lot of data on what's going on with our birds in the areas where we live, because it's often a neglected area of study.
Yeah, and so over the five counts so far, what trends have you seen emerging?
Well, interestingly, the top 10 birds around the country have stayed rock solid for the entire 5 years, no shift in or out of the top 10. And those birds, it's sort of a bit like watching, tuning into Countdown and finding Fernando's on number one for the last 17 weeks or something.
So has Rainbow Lorikeet been number one every year?
It has, and almost... We've seen almost twice as many rainbow lorikeets as any other species.
Right.
The second species has been the noisy miner, and then the third, the Australian magpie. And it's really interesting that there's not that shift. And what it sort of is saying to us is that the conditions we've created in our backyards and urban areas has really created not many winners, but quite a lot of birds have lost out, but the winners are doing really well. And the rainbow lorikeet are those beautiful, brightly coloured parrots that form large flocks, and they're in every capital city in Australia, and they're one of the most obvious birds, but also in the greatest numbers. And it seems that the connection with most of the birds in the top 10 is that they're actually quite street smart, aggressive and quite brash birds. So, you know, it's interesting that our landscape is reflecting that back through our birds. It's the brash and the bold that seem to be the winners, and a lot of the small and meeker birds seem to be missing out.
And, of course, the bird count is a participatory event. How do people who want to contribute to the count take part?
Yeah, you don't have to be an uber bird nerd to do this. You just need to...
just be a budding bird nerd.
Exactly, yes, a nascent bird nerdlet. You just need to download the Aussie Bird Count app onto your phone, or you can register at aussiebirdcount.org.au and enter your count during the details. And all you need to do is go out for 20 minutes in your local green space, whether that's your backyard or whether it's the local park or a local school, and just record the birds you see. And every survey counts, because we want to know. Even people do it from their inner city balconies, and they may get a crested cockatoo or a couple of common miners or something, but we need to know where the birds are and what birds are using what habitat.
So get onto the app and be a part of the bird count. Sean Dooley, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Sunday Extra.
It's been a pleasure, Julian. Thanks.
That's Sean Dooley, who we've taken away from the birds for a few seconds, but he's from BirdLife Australia and editor of Australian BirdLife magazine.